Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, one and all. Welcome to Seen Through Glass, and welcome to something slightly different and something slightly new for the channel. If you don't know, I am Sam. I run things here at Seen Through Glass, but I want to now introduce you to Joel.
Hello.
The latest addition to Team STG. You may have seen, it was like a few months ago now that I put a video out saying that I was looking for somebody to join Team STG, and Joel is that person. Woohoo! Fanfare. Now, Joel has already been around or has been helping produce some of the content on Seen Through Glass over the last few months. Some of you have noticed, some of you haven't. But he's been doing an awesome job so far, and he's going to be continuing to work on a number of videos in the future. You're not going to be working on everything. Joel is still working. He's got jobs to do alongside what he's going to be doing with Team STG. But he's going to have a presence mainly on the Facebook page. If you don't follow Seen Through Glass on Facebook, head over there now. I think it's, do you hit a like or a follow button? Or a
Like
the Facebook page. And that's kind of going to be where Joel will have most of her voice away from everything we're doing here, which is a new style, a new format for the channel. I have done a couple of behind the glass videos before where I've sat down in my bedroom and talked to you, sort of pieces to camera, chatting to you about different things, really, explaining how I've put videos together, what's coming up, just kind of informal chat. And we are now elevating that to the next level. Welcome to my kitchen. If you don't know, I live here with my sister and her awful cat, who will probably try and make an appearance at some point because it's just horrendous. This is our kitchen, which is relatively clean. Anyway, the whole point of this Behind the Glass series is kind of a podcasty style format. This first episode, obviously, is on YouTube. We are looking to make this into an actual podcast, and in the next episode, we'll be telling you how you can download and subscribe and follow to it as a podcast. And the idea kind of came from a few different places, didn't it? Of course, there's no way that we can talk about this style of format at the minute and not mention Salamandrin. What you guys are doing over there with the weekly Let's Talk About Cars Yo podcast. I feel like I sound so white when I say that. I'm not going to try. Which has been great and awesome to see, and I watch weekly every episode. I think it's wicked. But actually, one of my sort of first nods to potentially doing a podcast was with Matt Farah, The Smoking Tire, when I was out in LA. I really like just being able to sit around and chat cars with somebody, because fundamentally that's what we do behind camera, is either chat cars or video making. So we thought we might as well do it on camera for you guys, share some of our thoughts, and hopefully start to get you guys involved. When we film these, we're going to try and get some guests involved week by week. That's going to change. As I say, it's not going to be every week we're making one of these videos or podcasts, because we're going to be traveling a lot, but as and when we can, it's going to try and be weekly. And then also we're going to try and get you guys involved, whether that's through a Q&A, subscriber submissions, maybe video questions, all of that still to come. But we're excited, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do excited high five.
Yeah! That was a terrible high five.
Oh, yes, yeah, just embarrassing. But also, it's really exciting for me to be able to now sort of formally show Joel, release the cover. Because, as I say, I think together we're going to be creating some really exciting content in the coming months, but also because of what's going to be happening on the Facebook page, and also through these new Behind the Glass podcast, things can only go forward. in a positive light.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Anyway, I'm going to crack things off by talking about a BMW driving experience, which I did earlier this week, because I kind of fell in love with the
M2.
You're
going to buy an M2.
Well, no, don't. Don't do that, because everyone's going to be like, yeah, M2! I don't think I'm going to buy an M2, like, now, but ever since that car got launched and I've seen it, I just think it looks cool. Such an aggressive little package.
Lots of people go on about how it's, you know, one of the best M Sport BMWs they've made.
Yeah,
as well.
For a long time.
And
well, that's
still
exactly
hate
it.
BMWs. So
I don't know who would hate BMW. Yeah, if you're long-term viewers of the channel will know that I haven't been the biggest fan of modern era BMWs. Mm. But longer-term viewers may know that I used to own a BMW 330i saloon. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Hello.
You never told me that.
Yeah, no, it's a deep secret I keep. But when I had that car, I was obsessed with the whole BMW range. And then I don't know what happened, just over time, things went a bit sour. But the M2 has kind of evoked some of those emotions again deep inside me. I didn't get that much time to drive the car during the driving experience. It was one of those cool days. Have you ever been to one of those when you just literally sign up to a generic driving experience?
I have, no.
BMW did them all over the UK, which I didn't quite realise. I've done a Ferrari one before, I think.
Okay.
Naturally.
Just brag about it, why don't you? It's
yeah.
Fine.
But this is like one of their just generic ones. So it's a ram-packed day and you drive M4s, M6s, you go in like track-prepared cars. So it is cool, but I was really only there for the M2 and I only got about 4 laps in it. So I now have this like dying need and hunger to get my hands on one again.
I've been looking at M6s, you know. Not the new ones. The first generation of
M6. One of the best sounding. Like,
is it really? I've never experienced one. I've just always liked the look of them. I think they're vulgar, but I've...
Oh, I liked them a bit vulgar.
Yeah, I like it.
The time that I first like realised how awesome that car was, or kind of fell in love with that car a bit, this is going to be so embarrassing. Do you ever know what the Hills is? Probably before your time. Joel is about 12. The Hills was
14.
Like a really awful teenage girl program. Like it was okay. It's like Made in Chelsea,
right?
But in Los Angeles, and it was like girls doing this. And the bad guy in it was this guy called Spencer, and he was a bit of a lad, and he had an M6, and he was such a dick, but he had this fucking all blacked out M6 with aftermarket wheels. Yeah, he was blonde, and he had like a really awful beard. I was like, I get you, bro, I get you. So yeah, M6s. How much do they go for these days?
Do you know? I don't know, but I think you can probably get them around 10k.
Ooh!
I don't know.
You probably but know,
it's ever since
putting him like that. Let's look.
Yeah,
let's look
it up now. But it's ever since I saw that Top Gear where they had the M6 against a V8 Vantage and a 911, I think the 997,
really?
In the Isle of Man.
Oh yeah, was
and
it
had
funny?
That song where it's like Diamonds Is Forever, and it was like a really sort of
that song.
Yeah,
the really
I remember
famous
it.
Diamonds Are Forever song.
And they had like this M6 in like maroony sort of red.
I'm looking now. Maroon. There are only 82 M6s on Auto Trader,
and they're rare. So that's
this is not
reason.
A paid promotion for Auto Trader.
Well, that's definitely not the.
You can get a 2012 M6 convertible for $40,000.
With 40,000 miles on it, though.
Yeah, but aren't they like 120 new?
The new ones are, probably. If you have all the options on it. With no
maybe
options,
then, maybe
it's
not
probably
120. Okay, fine. There is an M6 with the V10, 92,000 miles, for £14,000 on Auto Trader.
I bet the gearbox is terrible, though.
Yeah, DCT, right? Or no, SMG. Oh, yeah.
Is that bad?
It's not bad, and BMW guys... it's amazing. It's not great.
What about because your friend bought that CSL E46 M3? Didn't have that.
That had SMG.
Isn't that quite a good gearbox? Because I've also looked at E46 M3s as well.
I'm going to get into trouble now with the BMW fan community. But actually, you know what? M6s are not that much. How much were they back in the day? BMW M6.
They were like it was the same as the V8 Vantage, wasn't it? Because they compared it on Top Gear.
So maybe it wasn't.
It was like
I think it was
low 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously. That's the equivalent of six figures now. Because this is like over a decade ago.
Okay, well, maybe we should get... Oh, you know what? I know someone who owns an M6 V10 with a crazy exhaust. He went on the snow tour with John Olsen.
I haven't seen the car. Who's the guy?
Are you not watching John Olsen?
Sometimes.
You're now in the automotive industry space. Come on, get involved.
I'm watching Andreas Hem's content a lot.
Oh, let's talk about Andreas Hem's content. So is he working for John Olsen anymore?
I don't think so. Well, because... The last John Olsen vlog I remember watching was one where Andreas Hem had to go off and do a wedding or something.
Do a wedding, and then he never came back.
Because he has a company called Twins Productions.
Yes.
So he had to go and do some work with that.
And then, now it's Benji, isn't it? I say, I don't know why. I'm
I don't know. That. I haven't watched it. I haven't. I've been looking for sort of a John Olsen vlog with a title that says
"What
I need to
happened
explain.
To Andreas?"
Yeah.
Guys, can you comment below? Yeah. Because I don't. I struggle to keep up with John's videos every single day.
It's a bit. Full
I dip in and out. Yeah, it's a bit full on. It's also because it just makes me depressed about life, about making YouTube videos and about life.
Because he's so good at it.
It's so good. But Andreas, so if you don't follow John Olsen's channel at all, he has various sort of video producers and filmers that come along with him during the time. And Andreas appeared at one point, but has now started up his own vlog.
That was quite a big deal because he sort of reached out to specifically have someone to replace
Marcus. A bit like how Joel found me.
Exactly the same. And actually, in a weird way, I saw Andreas...
Exactly the same.
I saw Andreas Hems... Team Overkill application.
Okay.
And that sort of thought, oh, do you know what? I should put one into Sheen Through Glass. So, okay.
Okay, so Andreas, yeah, if you haven't seen, he's now started a weekly vlog from his...
Yeah.
Yeah, from this new company, the production company. And it's insane. Like, it's literally... I mean, what I love, I don't know about you, but for me, when someone comes along and like reinvents the YouTube format...
He's changed the game completely.
It's so exciting because there's so much oversaturation in every area of YouTube. I mean, automotive, let's not start there. But in every sector, there are 1,000 channels doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So when someone comes along and does something a little bit different, I think that's why, personally, I think that's why Casey Neistat blew up like he did.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because it was a whole new way of vlogging. And Andreas, whilst I don't think anyone else could maintain that level of production, like this guy is not only a genius, but the work that must have gone into that one 6-minute vlog, is it?
I think that's close to 10.
Oh.
I think. Have a look.
You've got the fourth top comment or something, don't you?
First vlog, I got a top comment because I thought I'd give him some encouragement.
Give him some... Go on, mate.
Because he wants to hear from, you know, my opinion.
Oh, he does, mate.
But literally...
Who doesn't? Who
that
doesn't?
First vlog he did, I was like sort of...
Our first ever... Jaw. 6 minutes, 22.
Okay, you were right.
284,000.
Yeah, what he just did was 10 minutes.
Okay, chill out.
And that was insane as well.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
If you haven't seen it, go and check it out. Because the thing is, right, daily vlogging, like, I dipped a toe into the murky waters of daily vlogging with the Vlog Angeles series.
Yeah.
And it nearly killed me. Like, I loved it, but the reason that I did it and I loved it so much is I had no other life in LA. Like, I went there purely for YouTube. So I woke up, I checked social media, I filmed all day, I edited all night, I went to sleep and I repeated. It was literally that, and it was brilliant, and I was so immersed, and I'm so pleased with how it all turned out. But it's because I had no friends there. I had no family there. My girlfriend wasn't there. Well, she came for like 10 days, but anyway.
You had Paul.
I had Paul. but the thing was it, is I don't understand how these people... daily vlog and maintaining kind of lifestyle.
And Casey would always, in his sort of previous series of vlogs, always go on about how he has 5 hours of sleep and he's literally 19 hours a day working. But I don't think he's even joking.
No.
He's literally,
that's
a fact.
Yeah. And I don't know, I mean, it's always weird. I always find this interesting when people start new YouTube channels or join the YouTube space. How have you found the very brief experiences that you've been involved with? Was it what you expected? Is it more work, less work, a different type of work? Anything that's kind of...
It's easy. I mean, I don't know what the fuss is about, really. No, genuinely, I was taken back by sort of how much work does go into... I mean, from
but
your
from a
videos.
Great point of view, like it's so positive.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
enjoying it, and you want
to love it.
Work hard, but that's why I don't understand how these people do these daily videos to that.
Yeah,
I think if you're doing like a point and shoot, you just got your little point and shoot here, don't you?
Yeah, TZ80, I think.
Remix TZ80.
It's good. I didn't actually want a point and shoot. I wanted something sort of like a compact SLR. Or what do they call it in between? Mirrorless. I had a recent trip to Spain where I needed a better camera than my iPhone,
actually,
which is
this is probably a good
broken.
Moment to move on to one section that's going to be a frequent and really kind of Joel section of the podcast each week. Tech Corner. I feel like we need a...
You haven't told me about this.
Did I not?
No.
Oh, I thought I mentioned it.
Let's crack on. Far away.
Go.
What do you want me to...
I thought we discussed this. Sorry, my bad. Okay, well, let me explain to you, Joel, and you guys what's going to happen. So I thought each week we could talk about some of the equipment that we're using and the equipment that we might want, how we're putting together, how we're filming the videos that we might have filmed. Because a lot of the time, on most of the videos we put together, we see comments saying, how did you film this? How did you do that? Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. And also, we are buying new gear here and there. So I just think it's interesting to talk about it and a good way to try and get free cameras from big manufacturers.
Definitely. And to get people over to the Facebook maybe to have a look at some videos, which...
So there's going to be a sort of behind-the-glass extra element on Facebook as well that Joel's going to be doing, which is going to be sort of not only behind-the-scenes content from some video shoots that we're actually doing, so almost like behind-the-scenes vlogs from those days that we're out shooting, but also kind of, you know, tutorials or just little moments, just kind of discussions. So the podcast Tech Corner will be a sort of summary of the small Facebook bits of content.
Yeah.
So let's kick things off with, so your point and shoot camera.
Yeah.
Whilst you're talking about that, I'm going to go and get my new camera. Hold tight.
I haven't seen this yet, actually.
No.
So do I need to talk about this?
Yes, talk about it.
Well, so I needed a point and shoot camera for, like I mentioned, a trip to Spain. And I had like 2 days to get one. Manual focus capabilities as something like an X30, which you use a lot.
That like sounds boring. Anyway, what...
Just shut me down the whole time.
You know? Cool. We are going to talk about this bad boy, the Panasonic HC-VX-F990. Catchy name. I purchased this just before we left for Monaco. I wanted to look into a different kind of way to capture content. Especially during Top Marks, there are so many unpredictable video opportunities that it's quite a bore sometimes to carry the big rig that I've been carrying for about a year and a half now with the anal beads and the... But that can go in a pocket. I've got that in a pocket.
Really?
Yeah.
I get...
And anyway, it's worked a treat.
I don't like it. To me, that just looks like you've taken a step back a decade.
Have you noticed when I've been using it in videos though?
No.
Exactly. But so what are you complaining about?
It doesn't bother me. Fine. But...
So you just, it's purely the aesthetics. You just don't like the look of it.
Yeah. And you're saying that that's a selling point that no one's like, that I haven't noticed, but...
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Surely you want a quality improvement. So
no, I don't. Quality improvement.
You just want something that's easier to use.
Personally, I'm very happy with the quality and picture the quality that all these cameras.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that.
So I just wanted something that was easier to use that produced the same type of content. Because personally, I'm not a fan of these.
Useless.
Oh, harsh. This still does everything that I want it to do. Has motion stability. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
In a sort of slightly more compact style. Very expensive. Like, stupidly so, like £700? Like, way too much. Considering that my NX30s
for something that looks
cost...
like it's come from last decade.
Yeah, if you don't know, the big cameras that you're watching on now and that I use basically majority of the time is a Samsung NX30. You can pick them up off eBay, even though Joel can't seem to find them.
That's actually what I was trying to source.
There are a million of them out there.
Lumix.
For, like, £300. This, for £700, whilst it's been very useful... Not quite sure it's worth it. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about, away from Tech Corner, F-Type SVR.
Is that an SVR?
Nope, Project 7. So I did a tweet this week. Don't know if you saw it. You might have been busy. saying, oh, I want to get my hands back on an F-Type SVR, because I got to drive one very luckily, like a year and a half. No.
Was that before you sold? It was before you sold the F-Type.
Yeah, before. It was summer last year.
Yeah.
A year or so ago. For the day, and it was awesome, but I was a bit tinged because I owned an F-Type R. I was a bit like, and so I just kind of wanted to, because have you seen any on the road? Have you seen an F-Type SVR on the road?
I think.
Please say no.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, this is the thing. You just don't see them on the road. And so I just put this very casual tweet out and people start going mad on Twitter. Yeah, replace the 540. Ah!
What, with an SVR?
Yeah. No.
That would be boring.
Nope. Like, literally,
you've
nope.
had that car already.
But also, like,
it's just got like
a McLaren 540C. I freely admit, like, not like the world's most amazing car, but in my mind, like, as baby supercar to an F-Type SVR, whilst the prices are actually quite similar,
a bit of a downgrade, I think.
I think so. I mean, don't get me wrong. Basically, what I'm trying to explain is that I don't want to swap my 540C for an F-Type SVR.
But if you had all the money in the world, you'd certainly own it. It would be in your garage.
Yeah, because I think it's an amazing car. And I do really want to get my hands back on
one. They sound ridiculous.
The interesting tweet that came up was, okay, we understand you're not switching the 540 for the F-Type SVR.
Yeah.
Are you switching the above?
Not for an SVR.
No?
For an M2, which is going to buy. You wouldn't be able to have that in yellow, though.
The SVR?
No, the M2. That
Hold on, because there's a guy... Oh, how am I going to find this now? There's a guy on Instagram...
Okay.
Who has a yellow M2. And I've been messaging him loads, actually. We've been trying to film. I should really organise that. Let me find... Ah! Ba-boom! Check that bad boy out. That's sick. That is sick.
It looks great, but...
There was also a yellow F-Type SVR. Yellow F-Type SVR. The thing is, like... The problem that we're going to get ourselves into, I'm going to get myself into, is you talk about cars that you like and immediately everyone assumes you're trying to buy one or want to buy one.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but as a car guy, I like a million cars. Like, surely that's like...
It's like, I'm not going to buy an M6.
No, but you like one.
But I would like to buy an M6 because someone crashed into my car yesterday.
Who crashed into your car, John?
Just my dad, you know, parked in the drive and he just decides to... reverse at the speed of light into the door of my lovely Z4, which I've only had about a month.
I actually, when you texted me, I couldn't believe that had happened. Your dad crashed into your own parked car.
If anything, it was meant to be me that would, you know, put it into a tree.
Yeah, I admit.
But, has to get reversed into in my own drive.
I have no plans to change either of my cars for at least 6 months. And I'm talking about the Abarth, not the 540. Like, the only thing, and then we're going to do a video on this soon, is that both the 540 and the Abarth, I've clocked up some hefty mileage.
Yeah.
We're not going to go into it because I'm going to save it for the next video, but not the next video, but a video coming soon. And that does play on my mind a little bit with regards to the 540.
Sure.
But it's not like I'm like, okay, cool, I'll sell it then. Yeah. So whenever I do these tweets, or whenever we talk about really liking cars, I'm not Shmi 150 or Mr. JWW, where if I like a car, I'd just go and buy it.
Or Salamandrin.
What's up, Alejandro?
Hello.
It's a 3 to 4 month process that I need to go about in terms of absolutely selling every item I own to be able to afford the deposit to get the finance on the car that I want to buy. But anyway, F-Type SVR, I am now speaking to Jaguar because those guys are amazing. I put that tweet out and Jag came straight back. So we are going to arrange some kind of activity with the SVR. I'm not entirely sure what yet. I'm thinking Ireland.
What about the Isle of Man?
No, Ireland. Not an island. You were supposed to be... We haven't gelled on the whole podcast. We're like, yeah, Ireland! Woo!
I feel like I should be disagreeing with him more than I'm agreeing, but...
Fine, okay, dick.
Why Ireland?
Because we had a wicked time doing that drifting experience.
Yeah,
Joel was there.
That was incredible.
If you haven't seen the drifting video, link below. I feel like that video got kind of lost in the whole...
That, do you know what? I went back. I mean, obviously, I helped with the video, but I went back and watched that the other day because it was so funny.
Oh my God. My instructor, Peden, is one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah,
and
literally. And those of you that did watch it, like, a lot of you picked up in the comments about him being the best person in the world, because he is.
Absolutely hilarious. So, yeah.
I was laughing throughout.
Click the link below and definitely you can go and watch that. But I just really liked... I really liked Ireland.
I didn't like the food. We had a really weird lunch.
All right. Richard,
do you remember? They had like breaded chicken.
Yeah, it was a weird lunch. I think that might have been like where we were and the fact the guys were like, let's just go down to our shop. Let's just go down to our shop.
We should have just gone to KFC, I think.
Gotta keep that YouTube physique. Let me flex. Anyway, that's not working out for me. Okay, so yeah, so F-Type SVR, going to be coming soon. Another section, which I definitely haven't told you about. You can read it there. Best video you've seen this week?
Andreas Hem.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like whatever one you watched. I'm actually going through my history.
It was number four.
I watched.
The best
the vlog
video...
four is the best video you... Okay.
But then I've just started watching the True Geordie podcast. I don't know if you've heard of that, because it just came up on my feed, and although they are 2.5 hours long, so I can't actually say I've watched a whole one, they're actually really interesting because they go really in depth with people like KSI and who else have they had? I can't think now.
Cool
people
story,
like
bro.
That, yeah. But that
okay, the Geordie podcast.
I think it's True Geordie.
True
podcast,
Geordie podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I got to check that one out. I don't know that one. I would have to say Paul's Aventador to West Drive. I was just looking at my history there of what I've watched this week, and more because I think this time last year we went on a trip post Top Marks Monaco, and all Paul could talk about was facelift Aventador. Facelift Aventador. Like, it's the only thing that came out of his mouth, and the fact that now he's done a video driving one, and I thought it was a sick video.
I thought it was pretty good when I watched it. I thought it was better than most.
It was a really well put together video, summed up his excitement. I feel like that car kind of got.
It's kind of swept under the carpet. I think that's because it looks so similar to. I mean, it's not a replacement to the Aventador, is it?
No, it's a facelift.
Even if it's
a facelift Aventador,
And it's called the Aventador S, which isn't particularly.
But for
interesting,
$250,000, when we start thinking about this, you might not be able to see because of reflections. 720S. I think the Aventador S does everything that was personally for me lacking by the 720S, even though it's probably a much worse car technically.
It's the opposite, as Paul said in the video. It's the drama.
Opposite. Yeah, it's all drama. And you know, that single clutch gearbox is.
It does sound like Lamborghini
now, but...
just need to put a bloody double clutch gearbox in their Aventador.
So I heard they physically can't fit it.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's why.
It's not a weight thing.
I heard they
it's...
physically cannot fit it into the chassis of the car. So the next, whatever their next flagship V12 will be, will have. Double clutch.
But then everyone goes on about Lamborghini leave the single clutch in their big cars for the drama aspect.
Maybe.
And from my point of view, I've not driven like a Hurricane or an Aventador, but I think that's a great thing. I can appreciate that driving through town, it's going to be a bit of a hindrance, but I think
But
you
once
buy
you're
an Aventador
road,
because you want to be kicked in the back of the head by a horse when you change gear.
Fair enough. No, fair enough. I've never actually driven an Aventador. I've had a pair. Have you been in one?
No, do you know what? I think I've only ever been in a Gallardo.
A Gallardo?
It's pronounced.
That must have been fun.
It is.
That must have been fun, mate.
It's pronounced Gallardo.
Is it?
Everyone says Gallardo and it's actually pronounced Gallardo.
I say Gallardo.
That's probably
Gallardo.
If you say Gallardo in an Italian sort of accent, then you can get away with it.
Oh, maybe I say Gallardo sometimes.
Gallardo. That's probably Indian.
Margherita!
Sweet that away before we get racist.
You go to an Italian restaurant, they're like, what do you want? The penne alla piatta.
No, I'm that guy that like goes to France and then speaks English in a French accent, and they get really offended by it. That's me, and then they
French
spit
fruits.
In my food.
I know it's not French fruits, is it?
It's like, can I have a croissant, please? And they're just like,
oh, you speak English in a
French accent. I speak English in a French accent. Because
I speak French in an English accent.
I think most people do that though. When you naturally think that they understand you more if you.
Is that pigeon language?
Well, I haven't said that. I wouldn't
Hello,
go to.
How are you? Would you like to go to the baguette shop?
I wouldn't go to South Africa and talk about Cape Town.
You've been working on that joke for a while,
haven't
you?
Not at all.
Cool.
Not at all.
That probably brings us to the end of what we wanted to discuss in this first episode. As I say, it's very much a new format. Oh, no! The eagle-eyed of you will notice that this video went up at a really different time to usual.
Ooh.
So, new upload times. That's what else is to come with. Oh, we've got so much more to talk about. Hats!
Yes!
Merch! Okay, first of all, new upload time. To break the mold and change things up, I'm going for a midday upload time for the next month or so, just to try it out. I think a lot of you have noticed that most of the automotive content on YouTube now comes out at 5 p.m. UK time, which is great. We all work together and it's great for collaborations and stuff. But just to kind of shake it up, I'm going to move to midday. I don't know if that's going to work for people. Hopefully for the US guys in East Coast, it means you're going to be waking up at that time. West Coast, hopefully it means by the time you wake up, the video's already out. And then for UK guys, watch it on your lunch break. This one will be quite long to watch on your lunch break.
This one will be a bit long. Maybe this one shouldn't be 12 p.m. or is this
going to
be...
No, it's out. It's at 12 o'clock, isn't it? Midday uploads. I'm going to run it for about a month. We'll see how we go. Definitely let me know below if that doesn't work for you or what time. Actually, do that. Comment below, what time are you watching this video? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Your country and the time you're watching.
Yeah.
I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah, no, if you include the country as well and the time that it is in that country.
The country or the city. Not the city, because we won't know where some places are.
I'm a geography man. We should have a quiz.
A quiz? What kind of quiz?
Not now, but... We should have a quiz, a geography quiz, because I want to prove you wrong about my expertise.
Okay.
Any country in the world, you name it, I'll tell you the capital. And I'm proud
Angola. Of that. Ha! Stumped! Stumped!
Is it Luanda?
I don't know.
It is, it's Luanda. Look it up. Luanda is the capital of Angola.
Ah! You got it right! What?
So we don't need to see the quiz because I've just proved
the
point.
You're a freak.
Thank you.
Merchandise. Some of you have been asking. I've been getting some messages about hats. The previous batch sold out, but there is some new hats coming on the way. Slightly different in design. Maybe a bit more colourful for the summer. The samples are coming later this week. We're going to check them out. This is actually a very old hat, but obviously has the full logo. That's the...
Current.
Which is beaten up as hell.
My own doing.
Yeah. So new hat's coming. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll be announcing a bit more detail. And there's some other little tiny bits of merch. I don't really want to do a clothing store. I'm not exactly the most fashionable guy, so I don't feel like I should be selling clothes. I feel like it's like a real piss take. He doesn't agree.
Maybe in the future.
Maybe in the future. Anyway, bits of merch are coming. And then finally, website. I have now finally acquired seenthroughglass.com. Took me a while. Cost me a lot of money. Some guy in America was like...
Bloody domain names.
Yeah, literally. Anyway, that means that a website will be coming. I think I need to create a holding page first. If any of you guys out there are like awesome website designers and want to get involved, holler at me. Website will be coming. For now, please head over to the Facebook page. That will be the top link in the description below. Smash a like and really keep an eye on there because it's going to be becoming a lot more active. We're going to be posting a lot more content on there. And as I say, if you want to hear more from Joel or ask Joel questions, he will be on there. We'll be making it very clear when Joel is posting or when I am posting. So hopefully there'll be no confusion there as to who is replying to your messages, replying to your comments, etc. Just so that there's no overlap or confusion.
Keep sending all your messages in because we do genuinely read the lot of them.
It is very hard to reply to everything. We are trying together, but we read everything. Read absolutely everything. It just takes a long time to get back to you. Yeah. So keep submitting messages. And then hopefully now that Joel's on board as well, he can help go back to some of you guys. But I want to try and get back to you personally to most of them, which is why I've been saying to Joel, hold off actually replying to anything yet. But now you know who he is. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this very different new kind of format. If you have, make sure to smash that like button. Such a YouTube cliche, aren't I? We will catch up with you very, very soon. Some really exciting videos, some very exciting trips coming up over the next few weeks, including the Monaco F1, Scotland, a road trip through Europe, which I cannot wait to share more details on. And then the build up to Goodwood Festival of Speed. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. We will catch up with you very, very soon. Bye bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.